More ideas, different points of view, in-depth discussion, and thoughtful analysis. Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN, your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government. Here's your host, Harold Mester.
Good evening, Milwaukee County. Happy New Year. Thank you for tuning in to Inside the County Board, our first show of 2012. We hope you're enjoying the holidays. We air during this time slot, 9 p.m., the first Sunday of every month. This show tonight, packed full of the latest news from the County Board and information that matters to the residents of Milwaukee County. Tonight, we'll talk with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter who covers county government. We'll hear from another county department that has won a national award, and we will revisit many of the big developments that made news in Milwaukee County in 2011. We begin tonight with an in-depth look at the ethics code in Milwaukee County and how it ensures accountability from employees and elected officials. Now, here to talk about that is County Supervisor Joseph Rice, Veronica Robinson, who's Executive Director of the Milwaukee County Ethics Board, and the Ethics Board Chairman, David Carr. So thanks to all three of you for being here. I know it's a busy holiday period right now. We appreciate that. Let's start out with a description of what the ethics code is and how it's used to protect taxpayers. And Supervisor Rice, we'll start with you. What's the goal of the ethics code?
Thanks. Good evening, Harold. Well, simply put, the goal of the ethics code is to set forth a system of rules or regulations that direct county employees and those people who do business with Milwaukee County in doing the right thing, doing the people's business, making sure that we're not running afoul of ethical guidelines, dealing with conflicts of interest, with, in some cases, lobbying issues, and a variety of other regulations that make sure that when we operate Milwaukee County government, again, we're doing it in the interest of the public and not in anyone's individual personal or private interest.
David Carr, as chairman of the Ethics Board, what role does the Ethics Board play in dealing with the Ethics Code, enforcing it, those sort of things?
During our quarterly meetings, we play the role of evaluating various confidential advisories, verified complaints that are brought to the board. Typically, what we'll talk about a little bit later, thanks to our education component that has come forward this year, we deal with county elected officials as well as employees who have questions about their conduct and potential activities that they see coming up that they want to ensure that they're in compliance with the ethics code. And that's something that we, as a board, deal with quite a bit, and it's increased quite a bit over the last couple of years. And we encourage county employees and elected officials to come forward with those advisories and complaints if need be. So primarily, that is what we do on a regular basis throughout the year.
And the Ethics Board, I know, works closely with Veronica Robinson, who is the Executive Director and the Secretary to the Ethics Board. So as you work closely together, you're working on the education and the training and implementing the code. Just tell me how that process works.
Well, basically, with the new focus on ethics training and education, we've really tried to take aspects of the code, break it down into more manageable parts, and really give it life. Anyone can come to the Ethics Board website and take a look at the code and read it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they have a full understanding of what it means and how it applies in their day-to-day activities. I've also found that often we hear people say that they think that the Ethics Code is really for elected officials. But in fact, everyone at Milwaukee County is subject to the Ethics Code. So it's important that people can understand not just where to find it and be able to look at it and read it, but to analyze their day-to-day activities and figure out, am I facing an ethical dilemma right now? How do I analyze this situation to determine that? And where do I go when I have questions?
Supervisor Rice, you served as chairman of the Code of Ethics Study Committee, and you made revisions to the code. And those changes were ultimately adopted by the county board. So what areas did you focus on when updating the code?
Well, if we look back about a decade ago, Harold, our listeners tonight, many of them will remember that time as being sort of a black cloud over Milwaukee County, going back to the pension scandal during the Ament administration. There was a great deal of anger and frustration, I think, among the public over a sense that that I think they did not feel that their county government, their elected officials, were acting in the public's interest, that the pension benefits that were conferred, people felt were highly excessive and were done, again, to benefit individuals in government rather than the taxpayers of Milwaukee County. And fueled by that outrage, you'll remember that the county executive and seven county board meeting members were voted out in a recall election. And so what inspired me to initially have the resolution adopted to create the Ethics Code Study Committee was a sense that we need to cure that breach of the public trust, that the reputation of county government and the county board needed to be repaired. And in order to do that, we needed to send a very clear message to the public that we're serious about ethical compliance in Milwaukee County, that we're going to do everything we can to make sure people understand what the rules are, as Veronica mentioned earlier, so that they have a clear knowledge of where the line is in complying with the laws and regulations. And so we established the Ethics Code Study Committee, which was really a blue ribbon panel that was made up of individuals who served on a volunteer basis, who came together to look at the current code, to analyze it in the context of what other best practices there are in other jurisdictions, and to come back with a series of recommendations on improvements, not only in the code, but on implementation of an ethics code training and education program that ensures that people do understand what they ought to be doing and where to go to have their questions answered as to how to act appropriately.
And anyone can jump in here on these next questions. What has been done on the education component that Supervisor Rice mentioned to help train and educate employees in Milwaukee County?
Well, I'll speak to that.
Sure.
What we've tried to do is take a multifaceted approach. So we have tried to increase our hard copy materials. We already had a website, but we've started to create some brochures. We've managed to just get a few out, one for all new employees that come into Milwaukee County, employees and officials, one for employees who've left county service who are subject to the ethics code for a year after leaving. We recently just did one about campaign contributions. So again, just breaking down the code and making materials like that. We also have a newsletter that we put out, I believe, just two of them in 2010, but we've got four out to this year, and there's actually a fifth one on my desk at work that we're hoping to post today. So we've used that to talk about a variety of different things. That would be one stage, just hard copy materials that people can pass around. With those brochures, we also actually mail them out to new and terminated employees in order to make sure that they are aware that there's an ethics board here, that there's a code, you're subject to it, and to open up our doors to people to let them know you can come in anytime to ask us questions. We've tried to take a more proactive service approach to let people know that the ethics board it's not the gotcha board. They really are committed to helping people understand what is appropriate behavior. And if you call us, if you email us, if you, whatever you want to do, we can get your questions answered. We've increased our communications with employees through different types of games and activities, which some people don't value that. But what it does is it allows people to really think about the code and bring it to life. And last year in May, we also had an opportunity to have a half-day training session that we got a large response on. We're just really trying to get a lot of materials out, and we've had a really, really excellent, enthusiastic response to what we're doing.
I know that at least for a time, there were new employees that never were aware that there was an ethics code. You alluded to that. So now you're saying every new employee gets this information, and we hope that they read it and understand it.
Right. We run a monthly report of new employees, and we mail out the brochure that, again, pretty much just says what the code is about and what the board is about and lets them know that they're subject to that code. And there's an introductory letter that goes out with it. So many people do call us and say, what is this? Why am I getting it? And we have an opportunity to talk to them. And we've also asked the department heads and their payroll clerks or HR managers or whoever it is to make sure that that information is included with their new employee orientation packets. And it's available online also.
Have there been some challenges in implementing the code or in, I know that the revisions that Supervisor Rice had mentioned through the study committee, have there been some challenges in implementing those and completing the training?
Well, this was a fairly long process in coming. It commenced back in 2006, and the committee met for about 18 months and then delivered its recommendations to the county board, and the county board took its time in analyzing and considering those recommendations before finally approving them unanimously. So the frustrations, I think, may have been the weight that it took, the length of time that it took. Some people felt that these were common sense changes that should perhaps have been adopted more quickly, but they are, in fact, now a part of the ordinances in Milwaukee County. And I do want to credit Veronica Robinson and the way that she really has made the ethics board far more approachable, far more proactive, and has reached out, I think, to the county employees in particular to have them understand that, and this was a goal of the Ethics Code Study Committee, to really try to build a culture of compliance throughout Milwaukee County and not have it be sort of the badge and gun approach of only coming after violators, but to give people the tools and understanding of what it means to act appropriately and ethically. So I think we have gotten off to a fairly good start, but that is not to say that the job is done by any means. I think the ongoing challenge will be to make sure that there are sufficient resources made available so that these kinds of education programs that Veronica was mentioning do continue, and that we continue to build on them, and that the content become ever more robust and available.
Well, and the more that people are aware of what the ethics code is, they can be more vigilant. And if there is something unethical going on or something they observe that may or may not be unethical, that's where the ethics board comes in. So, David, I mean, when people come to the ethics board, it's your job and the other members of the board to make a judgment call. How does that process work?
Yeah, well, you know, the vehicle is there, and I think that's been the main change. And I would like to, you know, publicly thank Supervisor Rice and the Ethics Code Study Committee, as well as Veronica Robinson, for helping and assisting not only the employees and elected officials of the county, but the Ethics Board as a whole. You know, that vehicle is now there where it makes it a little bit easier there's more of an awareness. I mean, I've talked to some individuals who didn't even know that there was a website. And now that there's the ramped up website with interactive questions that you can kind of test yourself as to what the ethics board what the ethics board does, as well as what the ethics code says. So with that heightened awareness, we've noticed the increase, as I mentioned earlier, is in the confidential advisories, where advisory is submitted through Ms. Robinson and brought to the board. And we have a board of a number of diverse individuals in it, and I mean that in the sense of all walks of life, and not, you know, not just attorneys or certain areas of whatever profession they may be. And with those diverse perspectives, we come to an agreement on how we should move forward and what steps we need to take in terms of enforcing the code. And it helps. It just, we've noticed that it's helped the elected officials and employees just have a better sense of what they are doing and what they can do and what's appropriate for them moving forward.
Are there a lot of issues that come in front of the board where you have to make judgment calls?
I don't know if it's. Well, we kind of balance. It's a balance is really what it is. It's we balance obviously the code. And kind of how we apply the code and kind of what our, quite honestly, what our gut feeling is in terms of how to apply the code and things of that nature. We do have the assistance of Corporation Counsel at times, and we rely on them as well. So it's a balance of many different things in terms of what decisions we do make. And we just try and do the best and make the best decision for what's best for the county.
And it's a citizen board on the ethics board.
It is.
Correct? Are there any county employees on the board?
No.
So it's completely independent?
It is.
Veronica, you had some comments?
Well, I just wanted to comment on what David was saying. One thing that they recently did, and this is out there for the board to do, is they decided to look at an issue that was coming before the board about soliciting at-will employees. So we had items that came to our office where we found out that people had unknowingly solicited at-will employees, and the board decided to come forward and do a formal opinion on that just to help clarify what that really means and what the board's expectations are for people to do due diligence and things like that to try to avoid that in the future. So that's just another opportunity for the board to act in a helpful manner where we have this code that's on paper, but this is what it really means, and this is what the interpretation of that is. And then also just to the comment of more advisory opinions coming into the office, that really has increased. We've been receiving more emails, more phone calls, more people stop into the office. We do get more written requests. So there is a pronounced increase in awareness. And even though a lot of the items or a fair amount of the items are not areas that the ethics board would take up, it's not under their jurisdiction, because we're receiving that information, we still go on ahead and forward those items to human resources or risk management or whatever the appropriate area is, corporation counsel. Sometimes they need to go to the state, but it also allows us to have a bigger picture of what types of concerns are coming up at Milwaukee County and to be able to share those with whatever agency is appropriate.
And it is more of a proactive approach where you're going through the education and the training instead of the reactive waiting for something bad to happen, so to speak. David?
I just want to add one thing. I mean, I've been on the board now for 5 going on 6 years. And, you know, my perspective being a board member and now chairman is taking the proactive route as opposed to reactive. We've talked about that. You know, and we don't look at that proactive activity as being headhunters. And we've kind of hit on that a little bit. But we want to ensure compliance, and being proactive doesn't mean we're looking for something or we're looking for people who are doing wrong. We're looking to increase the awareness of the ethics code, of the ethics board, and as well as the information that's out there for different individuals who can come to us and say, hey, we have these issues. What do you think? How should I move forward? To that, you know, I think that is definitely a testament to Veronica and the education, and it's a great thing.
So as we move into 2012, as it relates to ongoing ethics training and implementation, what kind of things are we looking at for the future?
Well, one thing I just wanted to say, if I could, the Ethics Study Committee has stayed involved, and I really appreciated that because they kind of had the... they initiated this and had the initial goal in mind, and I still send them quarterly reports to let them know some of the things that we've done and goals and ideas for the future. And I really still get a lot of support from them also, and I just wanted to throw that in there. But for 2012, we're just continuing to look at just taking apart the code, breaking it down into manageable pieces, and feeding that out to people through the different avenues that I mentioned before. Identifying return on investment on ethics training is a little hard because you're talking about the losses that you won't have if you do these things, but maybe just figuring out ways to increase the value of ethics training and education by figuring out ways to do that. And the ethics and compliance profession is growing rapidly. I try to keep up to date with what's going on, best practices. So that gives me some avenues to be able to do that better. And just reaching out to the public a little bit more.
Supervisor, is the study committee still in a position to meet?
It is available. We continue to correspond amongst ourselves and to keep updated as to what the progress has been. I think we're encouraged by the kind of dialogue that's taking place now within Milwaukee County and the questions that are coming into the Ethics Board. I think that can only be helpful. I think we have achieved our objective, and that is to sort of demystify the Ethics Code, to make it much more of a user-friendly, plain language document that is understood and able to be acted upon. And we have, I think, established the base tools within which people can help guide their own ethical behavior. I think in 2012, one of the other specific changes that was made in the Ethics Code changes was to state a very clear ban on political activity. That is, that a new provision that county officials could not use county resources in pursuit of political activities. And so in this election year coming forward, I think we'll want to be vigilant about enforcing that particular provision and making sure, again, that there is an awareness. I think people, we all acknowledge around the table here that people want to comply and they want to be ethical actors. And so we want to continue to tell them how to do that. But by the same token, you know, in any organization, there may be some bad apples and some bad actors. And so we want to make sure that there are continue to be consequences for those actions and that the Ethics Board does maintain its enforcement mentality and activity as well.
Are there any do you think there's any need for any further revisions to the Ethics Code, Supervisor?
Well, as issues arise, there will always be, I think, a need for us to refine the code. We're mindful of those issues and we'll be looking for any and all input that there might be as to specific tweaks that we might make on a ongoing basis.
Any final thoughts from anyone? We're pretty much out of time here. So I think we had a good discussion on this. What's the website for the Ethics Code and the Ethics Board? Is that just through the main county webpage?
Yes, and then you would click on the departments tab.
Okay, so you would go to county.milwaukee.gov, click departments, and then go to the
Ethics Board.
Ethics Board.
Yeah, and there's a lot of information on there. I encourage people to look at it, and I encourage people to contact our office, not just with requests for advisory opinions and things like that, but we're always looking for people to say, hey, I'd like to see you talk about this topic or give us more training on XYZ. We're gung-ho about this. It's really exciting and it's really important. And again, we've received a lot of positive feedback.
Well, Supervisor Rice, Mr. Carr, Ms. Robinson, thank you so much for being here tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll take an inside look at how the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covers news coming out of county government. Steve Schultz joins us when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.